WildTalkRadio.com.
Let's see, as this is the holiday season, and we are all in the holiday spirit, The Rock has got a special message regarding tonight.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey, guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rock, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rock.
And seeing as this is Christmas, it reminds The Rock of his very favorite Christmas story, entitled Rocky the People's Reindeer. You see, Rocky the People's Reindeer was very large and very tall. And unlike Kevin Kelly, he actually had a set of balls. All the other jabroni reindeer used to be so jealous and look at him in vain, because they couldn't stand the fact that all the people would be chanting Rocky's name.
With your host, Lindsay Ward, and her producer, Sir Rockin'.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa was drunk and full of gas, so Rocky took his big bag of toys and shoved them straight up Santa's candy ass!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.
Party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a
sing. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. And right now, because it's the holidays, ding! You can make someone's day. You can save 35% on gift sub bundles of 5 or more. It's good until January 2nd, so go deliver some holiday cheer by gifting subs here on Twitch. Ding! You can also subscribe the right way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Ho, 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 everybody. It is the Jingle All the Rat Christmas Spectacular. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash shining and Sir Rockin'.
The holidays are here.
They are here. They have arrived.
They have arrived. Christmas Eve is tomorrow. We're 2 hours away. Some people are already celebrating Christmas Eve.
My neighbors are shooting up fireworks.
This is weird, and they're across the globe, but still, we're getting there. It's the holidays. It's all the thing. It's what we do. But yeah, we're here on a Tuesday. There's no news because all that's there's probably not going to be news for a while. I'm just going to be honest with people. That's okay.
You know what? It's a quiet season. And that's okay.
And we have lots because, we have shows planned that don't need involve news, so
yeah.
In about 3 weeks when we're caught up, there'll be a bunch of news maybe. We do need a break from news. It is what it is. So tonight
The regular news. That's
the
for
regular
sure.
news. Tonight's just a relaxing show. We have a list of I think 25 wrestlers or groups of wrestlers or personalities to hand out gifts to. I wrote some down. We'll see what Lindsay's come up with. Yeah, and we're going to talk about it. We'll just have some fun. We'll go as long as the show goes. It's a Tuesday. Everyone's preparing for the holidays. So, yeah. Very easy to go show. Just want to do a Christmas stream before the holidays hit. Because in the past, we would record the show, and it's just not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we would always record it on, like, the day before Christmas Eve, or on Christmas Eve in some cases. And, like, it just was not the same as releasing it or doing it live. So it's like, you know what, let's just do it the day before Christmas Eve. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's talk some BS.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We go from there.
Oh my god, I just read your one for Moxley. Oh my god.
Oh, they get better. They get better.
No.
They get better.
No.
They get better. God. They get better. So, I got creative chat.
He did. I'm looking. I'm looking at his, and yeah. Okay, so you want to just like dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in. You pick a name, and we'll talk about them. And I have a special treat as we go as well. So,
okay. So before we do this, do we have any Festivus gripes?
No. I don't think so. Maybe it'll come out as we go. I don't know.
Maybe they. Maybe as we talk about gifts, they'll come out.
Maybe they will. We'll see how this goes. But we're trying to be festive. We're not trying to hear to complain tonight. We did that last week. We got our Festivus gripes out of the way last week. So where do you want to start?
Oh, you know what? Let's start with the man himself. Let's just start at the top and work our way down. Unless you want to save him for last.
No.
You want to do John Cena?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do John Cena.
All right. So for John Cena, get him?
So for John Cena, I'm going to give him a tier 3 year-long subscription to a Twitch streamer that goes by the name of NickA30. And what is NickA30 known for? One, being very PG, which is right up John Cena's alley. Doesn't curse.
He's cursed once on stream. Once.
But he's also known for never backing down, never what? Giving up. John Cena can learn from NickA30 for a full year of learning never to back down and to never give up.
I mean, to be fair, it's a good gift, number one, but to be fair, John Cena didn't give up for a long time. It's just
but he in the end he gave
time.
And that's all that matters. So now he needs to spend the next year learning from NickA30 to never back down, never give up.
I saw an interview with Seth, and they were talking about Cena and how, like, the host was like, they can't, you know, Cena's not going to go out like that. Surely he's going to come back for WrestleMania. It's like, no, dude, that's it. That's literally it. I know you're on that copium, like, super hard right now. But, like, no, man. No. That's how he's going out. He's going out on the tap. We all just gotta grin and bear it and accept it. Let's see, what would I get John Cena for Christmas? Have to think about this for a second. Maybe a better motivation for the tap. Does that mean
a little bit?
Because we never really talked about it, but like his whole, it's somebody like that he's been dying for a year and now he's just, that was his death, like in quotations. It's such a, like an acting response, you know, which is fair because he's a wrestler / actor / personality. But like, really? Really? That's really? That's what you're going to put?
Apparently it's not mean.
See, she's got my back. Hi, Sarah.
Okay, so that's your gift.
That's the gift of Cena. So Sheamus.
No, hold. I said we have a surprise after each one.
Oh, we have a surprise after each one.
So we have a third contributor to this panel. ChatGPT.
Oh god. Oh no.
So we could do the gag version of the gift or the roast version of the gift. Which one would you want?
The roast. Duh.
Okay, for the roast one, a book titled "How to Put Over Talent Eventually."
Oh,
or a Blu-ray labeled Matches You've Lost, Volume 1, Empty.
The Braden Walker 3-disc set.
There you go. So that's from ChatGPT, the roast version of the gift.
Nice. Okay. For Sheamus, what would you get him?
The replica of the Intercontinental Championship, because he's never going to get the real one. It's kind of lost. It's not going to be his ever. So he can just have the replica walk around thing. It's like, yeah, I'm the Intercontinental Champion, sure, but really not.
I swear they're going to give it to him on the way out. That's what they're going to do for him. Like, I still think it's so shitty that they built that up that he's never had it. He's never had it, and they use that as a plot point, and then they never gave it to him. Like, that was such a shit move.
I mean, you know, it happens.
It happens, but, like, they did it three times or something ridiculous like that. Like, if you're not going to give it to him, why go for it two other times and make it the point of the plot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
they did it for John. They will for Sheamus. We'll see. All right, we'll see. Are you giving Sheamus?
What am I giving Sheamus? I'm going to give him a whiskey advent calendar.
Okay.
He's a whiskey aficionado, so I will give him a whiskey advent calendar.
Okay. And you want the roast or the gag gift?
I don't.
Or one of each.
Do each. Wait, what was Cena's gag gift? Oh, wait, no, you said the disc. That's right.
No, those were two roast ones. For John Cena's gags, an empty gift box labeled, "You can't see it," and a mirror with a tag, "World's Most Invisible Superstar." For Sheamus, the gag ones are industrial strength SPF 1000 sunscreen.
Oh, that's a good one.
And a box of Lucky Charms with breakfast of brutes sharpied on it. And the roast one's a mirror labeled still pale and a GPS that refuses to leave the mid-card. You know, that's kind of how they go. All right, what's next?
Tony Khan.
So TK is a historian. We know this. He loves the history of wrestling. And he claims to be the best booker of all time. Or at least that's what people call him. But he needs to learn from as many people as he can. So there used to be a thing called Kayfabe Commentaries. And they had a series called The Guest Booker. So we're going to get him the complete collection of Guest Booker from Kayfabe Commentaries, which were usually booked by Vince Russo and Jim Cornette, two of his favorite people in the world. So he can learn from them. That way he can pass on the knowledge to the next generation. Because that's what he does.
That's a good one. I think I would get him one of those funny journals that would say booking ideas I swear will work.
Okay. So for her ChatGPT, it's a calendar with no days off. I feel like that's Brent's.
That is Brent's.
And a laminated Twitter/X login card for emergencies only. Smart one. And a burner bone labeled do not tweet after midnight. And a wrestling rule book with just an idea written on every page.
In case of emergency, break glass and it's Sting. A Sting action figure.
Sting action figure. That one works too. All right, what's next?
Seth Rollins.
I kept it simple for him. An injury-free year. Because he could use one.
Yeah, he could use that one. I think he could use a Bears Super Bowl win too. That's get him.
That's not happening.
Eventually it will happen. It will be a sign of the apocalypse.
Sign of the apocalypse, but it's not happening this year. They're going to get close, and then something will happen.
I will say the game between the Bears and Green Bay was really good.
The ending throw was great. So for ChatGPT, a suitcase labeled drip storage, or a bedazzled bathrobe screaming visionary, or a fashion magazine titled When is too much? Or a laugh button that won't turn off. I would assume with his laugh that just repeats over and over again.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, what's next?
Becky Lynch.
So I did my research and I found something for her.
Oh, did you?
This is a real book, by the way. You can buy this on is a Amazon. Real book. This is that you can buy on Amazon. How to Talk to Your Boss Like a Boss, a definitive guide to master the art of talking to your boss and learn how to get what you want. She's complaining a lot these days. She's really trumping it up on the social medias about not tapping out ants and all the things. Not getting her way.
She's really selling the art of the deal kind of thing.
She is. So this could help her get exactly what she wants, and which apparently is the Intercontinental title back. So what about you?
I think I would get her the Best Supporting Character Award.
Okay. ChatGPT for the gag one says a plastic crown labeled The Real Queen, a baby book titled Raising Champions, a flow chart titled Am I a Heel or a Face? Or a crown with We'll See written on it. All right, who's next?
Up next, we have John Moxley.
You
tell
like
the
this
people
one.
What you would. Yeah, tell the people what you would give John Moxley.
So John Moxley has come up with a little habit lately of kind of just tapping out in the big moments. So I'd get him a copy of The Wizard of Oz so he can learn from the Cowardly Lion and learn some courage. So I'll stop tapping out in those big moments.
Maybe he could use from the subscription for Nikkei 30.
No, John needs it. John Cena needs it more. What are you getting, Mox?
Oh, God. I don't even know. Like, what do you get him? Like, what do you get that man? I don't even know. Hold on. Maybe a Santa hat that's already distressed. I don't know. Like, because he's kind of doing like the Bane thing, except he's not doing the Bane thing, right?
He's no longer doing the Bane thing, though.
I don't even know what he's doing anymore. So I guess, yeah, I will go with the pre-distressed Santa hat to keep his head warm.
ChatGPT says, bubble wrap labeled hardcore match kit, a teddy bear wrapped in barbed wire, fake, probably, or a first aid kit labeled optional, or a shirt reading, blood isn't psychology. They're not wrong.
They aren't wrong.
Who is next on our list?
Mercedes Moné.
So, Ultimate Moné has a lot of championships.
She does.
And eventually she's going to lose them. She just lost one the other day. So she's, I think, down to 12 now. So I found her a book, Healing After Loss, Daily Meditations for Working Through Grief. I feel like she's going to be losing these titles a lot. So she's going to have to work on, you know, healing after these big moments of losing.
You just went full ham on it, didn't you?
I did.
On Amazon. You just went full ham. You just bought everybody books.
I did not really. I didn't buy all books. I bought a couple books. But I found some stuff.
Giving away a literary Christmas.
For some people, yes. Some people get videos. Some people get books. One person will get a video game. So, you know, that's what we're doing. Who's next? What about you? What are you giving?
I think I will get her a gift card to a shipping service because I have a really funny feeling she's going to be mailing a lot of belts back in 2026.
Okay. Let's see. These are the roast ones. Let's go back up to the other ones. For Mercedes, Monopoly Money, rebranded as Moné Money or Moné Bucks, a portable fan labeled for dramatic entrances only. And the roast ones were a contract printed on luxury paper with creative control highlighted and a suitcase labeled World Tour of Bet You Missed Me. Not bad ones.
Not bad. Not bad at all. All
right. Who's next?
Up next is Cody Rhodes.
So the Codester is known for finishing the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need a new one. So I'm just going to get him a notebook where he can just start writing this brand new story. Simple
Maybe
and easy.
He's writing it right now. We don't know.
We don't know, but he needs a new notebook to write a new story.
He does need to write a new story. Yeah, he's got the creative. Maybe we need to help him with his creative block. I don't know.
Maybe. So what's your gift for Cody Rhodes?
I'm getting him a tattoo decal pack so he can try to cover up that ugly ass neck tattoo.
It's a really bad one. It's one of the worst we've seen. Not gonna lie.
I hate it. What does ChatGPT say?
A tiny sledgehammer labeled Finishing the Story, Pocket Edition. A book titled How to End Stories Without Crying. You need a visual of Cody's tattoo? Is that what we're asking for? Also, a children's book titled The Story That Never Ends.
And it just goes on and on, my friend.
And he started singing, not knowing what it was. And a clock that resets every time he says, finish the story. So that's what ChatGPT put together. Anyway, no, I don't think... I mean, she'll see it now. If she looks at Discord, she'll see it. But yeah, so who's next on our list?
Up next, we have The Game. Your
the
boy.
Game, Triple H. So apparently, this is what I've been seeing on the Twitters. They don't like his book. They're not a fan of Triple H's booking right now.
Really?
They're just not happy with his booking for whatever reason. You know, one thing didn't go right this year, so everything sucked. And that's according to Twitter. So, I'm going to give him a copy of Total Extreme Wrestling 2020. So he can learn how to book again. And this is a booking simulator game. for wrestling. Very, very well known. Satyr definitely hates him. But yeah, he needs to learn how to book again, according to the internet. So I get him a video game to so he could practice in his spare time.
When he has spare time, which I don't think he has a lot of.
He can find some time. So what are you getting the game?
I think I will get him a golden sledgehammer tree topper to match his mask.
Okay, that kind of works. ChatGPT will get him a tiny throne desk ornament. Kind of on the same page there. A whistle labeled for NXT dads. Let's see. A bingo card labeled former indie guys I signed. And a shovel shaped paperweight. Because, burying the talent.
Mean.
That's why it's a roast gift. All right, who's next?
Drew McIntyre.
This one was simple. Today's the day, after all. We'll get him the Festivus pole.
It's a good gift. It's a great gift.
So he could just complain about all the conspiracies all year long to the with the pole. Simple and easy. What about you?
I want to get him one of those candy pieces of coal because I feel like he's earned it. I don't want to give him a full piece of coal because that feels mean. So we'll give him something a little sweet and a little mean, and then that way he's balanced.
A sword shaped letter opener,
Okay.
a globe with future champions tears marked on it, a calendar titled "This is my year" every year crossed out, and a claymore labeled "Almost." Apparently you can buy cold bubble gum at a world market.
You can. That's where I got the idea from.
There
You can
you
buy
go.
like they're you can get them at Dollar Tree too, where they're like little they're little bags, like mesh bags, kind of like gelt, but they're pieces of coal.
Which, by the way, can we go back to calling it gelt?
What
Everything
is it
what
called?
they label them Hanukkah coins. Gelt.
Skelt.
It's gelt. The label says Hanukkah coins.
It's gelt.
There's your
we all
Festivus gripe.
it's gelt. They actually I went to the store today and they actually had like a whole box of gelt, and I looked at it and I was like, I don't need any more candy in my house.
But you do.
I may go back and get it if it's still there, but like, 'cause I love chocolate coins. I don't know why, but I love chocolate coins. And so like I saw them as like I could buy that whole box. I don't need to, but I could, 'cause it was on sale. So it's like I could buy a whole box and I could have a whole box, but I don't need a whole box because Christmas and reasons and I have too many sweets in my house right now, and I stopped myself. My self-control won temporarily. But
Ooh.
anyway, let's talk about Charlotte Flair.
This was a tough one. Really couldn't
It
think of
is a
much.
toughie.
But I went with a bag of the most expensive feathers in the world, so she could put them all on her robes. I mean, she's the queen. She doesn't need anything else.
She really doesn't.
So what are you getting?
I think I'll get her that stately 18th title win.
Okay. Chat
Just so she
GPT.
can surpass the never seen 17.
The 18 almighty Charlotte Flair.
Bow down to the queen, baby.
So they get her a robe that's even longer than her actual one. A scoreboard labeled "Titles I've Won" continued. A trophy case that just says "Again." A robe with genetics stitched on the back.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Like I get it, but it's weird.
A little weird. All right. Who's next?
If I say his name, will he appear?
I mean, that's what happens when you say his name, so.
Joe Hendry.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
You said his name, he did appear.
I see that. I'm watching it on the stream delay, and it's so funny to like between us and it. Always gets me. What would I get Joe Hendry?
While you think
I
of
would
it,
get him a
go ahead.
Yes, what would you get him?
So we just did the thing. It's you say his name and he appears. And get him a book of memes. An introduction to
That's
some of the
funny.
most famous memes of all time. That way he can learn a new one. Because eventually the say his name gimmick will get tiresome. He'll need a new meme.
He's clever enough. He'll come up with it.
Yeah. So what are you gonna get him?
A teleportation device so he can ride that meme to the ground.
A mirror that plays the theme when opened. A button, a button that says, say his name, and does nothing. A Grammy-shaped trophy labeled, belief only. And a sign that says, yes, we get it. They're a little mean.
Those are a little mean. I'm not gonna lie. Like those, I don't feel like that was deserved.
It happened. Kind of truthful. Anyway, who's next?
Up next, we have Alexa Bliss.
Oh, this one was easy. She loves Disney World. You get her the seasonal pass to Disney World. Easy.
Easy? But the question is, which Disney World?
I mean, there's only one Disney World. Not Disneyland. We're talking about Disney World right there in Florida.
But isn't Paris Disney World too?
Is it? Chad, is it? I don't know.
Is it Disneyland Paris or is it Disney World Paris?
I'm not sure. I was talking one here right in Florida. There's a So there's a Disneyland Japan or something? I don't know.
There's Japan. There's, I think, Hong Kong.
We're going to keep it regional. Paris. Local. Keep it local. What about you?
There's a Disney City. Okay, the rest are either like Disneyland or Disney Resorts.
Okay.
What would I think I would get her like an eyeshadow palette because she goes through some goddamn eyeshadow, man.
Very fair.
Get her an Ulta gift card.
Very, very, very fair. The AI, the ChatGPT, a possessed doll that whispers, twist it. Where was twist it? Or a tiny playground swing for the desk. Or a return date calendar with every month circled. Or a doll that says, I'm still spooky, I swear. All right, who's next?
The Kabuki Warriors.
The opportunity to main event a big WWE show in Japan.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well earned, well deserved. What about you?
What would I get? What would I get them? Honestly, I think I get them like something with like their favorite like snacks in it and like taste of home kind of thing because they're far away from home. So get them something nice that's like a reminder of home so they can have a little taste of it.
Okay, that worked.
But it's wrapped in 10 layers of wrapping paper and glitter.
So ChatGPT gives glitter covered mist spray bottles labeled don't inhale.
Okay.
Or matching face paint kits with zero instructions. A mist bottle labeled creative juice. Subtitles that read. Subtitles that read still better than everyone. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
All right. Who's next?
Up next, we have Rhea Ripley.
A $200 gift card to a fancy restaurant so her and Kathy Kelly can finally go on their first date.
Can I join them?
I mean, if they want you to.
Because I would be okay with getting in the middle of that. I'm not going to lie.
So what are you going to give them? Give her?
Honestly, I'm thinking along the same vein, but it has a catch. I would give her a Hot Topic gift card and a time machine so she can go back to when Hot Topic was actually edgy and clean that shit out.
Okay. Who's next?
ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah, ChatGPT. That's right.
Don't forget ChatGPT.
A mug reading, Mommy is always right. They're not caught up on lore, but a tiny leash labeled for Dominic emotionally. Or a Dominic-sized babysitter schedule. Or a parenting book labeled Raising a Heel. They kind of missed on those.
A little bit, yeah, because like she's moved on from Dominic for a while now.
ChatGPT is a little bit behind on real Ripley lore.
Somebody needs to feed the algorithm, goddammit. Somebody needs to train it on Rhea Ripley. Feed it all things her, so that way it knows what it's talking about.
Who's next?
Io Sky.
She's the genius of the sky. She's known for diving off big things, especially with a trash can on her head. Mm-hmm. I get her a full paid course to stunt woman school, so she can learn more unique ways to jump off of things.
That's a good one. I would get her skydiving lessons.
Okay, that works too.
And she can take the trash can. Just make sure she's out across open fields.
A toy drone labeled aerial support. A crash pad with optional written on it.
No, I think she needs the...
A ladder labeled still climbing the card. Or a flight tracker titled, where's her push? Damn, a little bit of roast there. A little bit.
That's a little harsh. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, who's next?
Adam Page.
A little bit of a throwback one. But we'll get him Beer Money's Boozer Cruiser.
Does anybody know what happened to that? Did Storm keep it?
I think Storm has it, yes.
Imagine he gets drunk and he like tools around his neighborhood on it.
I would be surprised if he hasn't. So what are you going to get the Hangman?
Since I think he's one of the only ones who didn't get it, I think he should get a VP title.
Okay. They give him a cowboy hat. Go ahead.
Because out of all of that group, he was like the only one that didn't get one.
He did not get the EVP title. A cowboy hat that's way too small. A mug labeled Anxious Millennial Cowboy Fuel. Or a self-help book titled, So, You Won the Title. Now what? A cowboy hat labeled Main Character, formerly. All right, next.
Orange Cassidy.
An Old Navy gift card to get more denim.
All right, I'd get him hair gel.
Okay, hair gel's a good option. Socks, not wrapped.
Because he can't be fucked.
Yep. A participation trophy. It's Dusty. Who's next?
Chris Jericho.
So this was the intern's selection for a person to be on the list? His contribution, I believe?
I think it was, yes. I believe he added this one. We should have made him contribute.
Should have. But I get Chris Jericho, Back to the Future 40th Anniversary Trilogy 4K DVD set. So, you know, he can learn how to time travel back to when people cared about him.
That's mean. But funny, but mean.
But you too can be part of the Back to the Future story by buying Doc Brown or the DeLorean, now available in the Fortnite item shop. Use creator code Rocket Soccer Linzem Ward. Hashtag Epic really Partner.
You really just parlayed that into a plug, didn't you?
No, I didn't know it was coming out tonight, but it came out tonight. So okay. It tied together.
You know, there's something kind of wrong with Doc Brown running around in Fortnite with a gun. Or excuse me, a pew pew, because we're on Twitch. Like, there's something kind of like wrong. Like, it's cool that he's in the game, right? But like, it's just, there's just certain characters that it's kind of like you just don't expect to see that. And I guess Doc Brown's one of them. Because wasn't he like a major pacifist in the second movie or something like that?
I believe so. But SpongeBob now runs around in the game. What do you expect? Kim Kardashian is rolling around in this video game right now. It is what it is. What are you buying, Chris Jericho?
I'm going to get him a Fozzie World Tour so he never comes back.
So just a continuous tour, because he's going to be on one in February.
Well, he can just stay on it. That's fine. He can stay on it continuously and just not come back. It's great.
A fake WWE Hall of Fame ring labeled pre-order.
Oh, shit.
A countdown clock titled Days Since Reinvention never reaches zero. A mirror etched with Still Over, Still Won't Retire. A shirt reading I Made Them Famous.
I think he actually did that, didn't he?
No, I don't think so. All right, who's next?
Did something similar.
Probably did something similar.
Blake Monroe.
She likes all the fancy things. So a trip to Rodeo Drive. Let her go just have a shopping spree. Buy all the glamour.
I can parlay onto that. Get her a custom Birkin that nobody else has. The rarest in the world.
Okay, that works. Let's see, ChatGPT for the glamour. A dramatic spotlight lamp that follows her around.
Okay.
A fan that chants her name automatically. A mirror that whispers, almost there. Or a push notification that never comes.
Kind of like her push?
I mean, you know, who's next?
The New Day?
A Big E talking plushie doll. So they can bring back their positivity.
They don't bring up their positivity. They're in mourning, Rock. God, how insensitive.
They've been mourning for months. They need to bring back some positivity in their life. They need a Big E plushie doll.
Well, I mean, they could have a Big E, too. Like, they could have the real thing.
But the real thing's not coming back. So the best they get is a plushie doll.
What would I get the New Day? I think some stellar new hats to, you know, just dress up their morning looks even more.
A trombone that plays wrong notes only. A cereal box featuring themselves arguing. A VHS tape titled When We Were All Healthy. Or a trombone that plays funeral music. I mean, that would be good for them.
That would be good for them. That would be totally good for them.
Who's next?
Up next, we have CM Punk.
A pair of signed Bret Hart sunglasses, which you can actually get on eBay. What are you getting, CM Punk?
The number one edition of whatever his favorite comic series is.
Okay. A complaint suggestion box a shirt that says Still Not Retired, a scrapbook titled People Who Wronged Me, extra pages, a shirt reading Locker Room Cancer, self-aware edition.
Okay. All right. And on that vein, Miss AJ Lee.
Her own movie studio. She's writing all this stuff, producing all this stuff. Give her own studio. Let her run wild.
I think I would get her own Chuck's factory so she never runs out.
A tiny letter labeled For the Pipe Bombs. A notebook titled Receipts. A notebook labeled Still the Best Talker. And a ladder labeled Too Short for This Division.
Hey.
Okay. Who's
Adam
next?
Pierce.
Just a name to a good therapist. He has anger problems. He needs to vent.
We could get him Dr. Shelby.
We could, but Shelby doesn't always
imagine.
Work. Yeah, imagine. You could.
That's what happens.
I mean, they could.
They could. They totally could.
But he needs a good therapist.
Honestly, I get that man a good vacation, even if it's a staycation, spa treatment, whatever he wants. He has a stressful life. He needs to just, you know, chill for a while.
A stress ball shaped like a championship belt.
That's cute.
A stack of fake contracts labeled, Please Stop Fighting. A framed apology letter from everyone. And a referee shirt labeled, Good Luck.
What is it on Community that, like, Aubrey Plaza's character for Nick Offerman? Like, she schedules everybody for, like, March 31st or whatever because she didn't think it would exist. Or it existed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, March 31st comes and she's like, you have, like, 200 appointments or what? Because she didn't think it existed. Maybe get him that, too. You know, a good secretary that will, like, just deal with shit for him.
You could.
Or an assistant. Not a secretary. An assistant that will deal with shit for him. L.A. Knight. Yeah.
So what do you get L.A. Knight?
Yeah!
I thought about two different things, but I ended up on that. The best of the Buffalo Bills from the 1990s VHS tape collection. So, you know, he can bond with them after always coming close to the winning, and but just never quite winning. Because that seems to be what LA Knight has been doing best.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
The first part of the joke was going to be the Cowboys, but then I was like, no, they won in the 90s, can't give them that, so we'll give them the Bills instead. I was trying to do a Cowboys joke, but it didn't fit.
I mean, you could get him the Cowboys from the early 2000s, because I think that's when they started talking.
I mean, could have. But we went with the Bills instead. Because they're more relevant than the Cowboys right now anyway.
I thought of a really mean one that I'm going to share with you afterwards that only you and I will understand.
Okay.
But I'll get him that championship win that he's just been chasing because I feel like that's the only way he's going to get it at this point.
A talking action figure that really only says...
Yeah!
A pair of sunglasses labeled Megastar Vision. A megaphone that cuts off after, yeah, a star with almost Hollywood carved into it. So there you go. That's some gift giving.
There you go. So what do you guys think of our gifts? Were they quality? Were they good gifts? Did you like them? Did you enjoy them? What would you get them, guys? You can tweet them to us for the lols. You don't get anything for it.
Okay, that worked, but, you know, who knows. But that's our show.
That's our show. Santa's a-coming, guys, so we gotta go get ready, but... Before we do that, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
We're back live Saturday with another edition of CB Radio. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, they're back for Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Year in review. Give out the best of this, best of that, etc., etc. Monday night, we're back live for the Raw Post Show. Whenever it ends, we'll be live to talk about it. Because they're back live. So we'll be back live. And we're back live as of now, New Year's Day Eve, for Pop Goes the Rack, to go over our predictions from 2025 and see how good we did. Stay tuned. Plans could change, but as of now, we're back live a week from Thursday, New Year's Day Eve at 10 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, that Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, where if you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to... No, New Year's Day Eve. New Year's Day Eve. When you say New Year's Eve, that's the Wednesday, New Year's Day Eve.
It's confusing. We're live the night of New Year's Day.
Because I said, yeah, it's just the nighttime of New Year's Day. Anyway, Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to subscribe for free and support the channel. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. Or Epic Games Store. Why don't you buy Kim Kardashian, Carrier JD, Doc Brown, the DeLorean, or whatever else your heart could desire? Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok @LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and wish him a very happy holiday, he and his family, because I'm sure they're having a great one. So just, again, a big thank you to everybody for listening this year. We'll get all soppy next week, but I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday or a very chill week if you don't celebrate Christmas. Totally fine. But whatever it is, I hope it's great and relaxing and awesome, and you guys have tons of fun. But we're going to go get ready for stuff, because we got a big 2 days coming. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week in 2026. That's terrifying. Till then, bye!
Mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
WildTalkRadio.com.